Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, family, on Blog Talk Radio. We're having technical difficulties. So in the meantime, we'll be listening to music until we get this thing situated. Again, sorry for the inconvenience. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Shalom, 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 family. We're having technical difficulties, but we'll be on very, very shortly. Sorry for the inconvenience. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Shalom.
From the start it was Yahweh. He took me from the dark, put him in my heart, so Yahweh. Got my mind, Yahweh. Show me the times and the laws, the flaws of myself, Yahweh. Let me know to turn to him, only glory, Yahweh. Never bragging anything unless it be Yahweh. He the most high, he my king, he my lawgiver, he my savior. And I'm only praising Yahweh. Told me that my name was Isha, that's man of Yahweh. All fire of Yahweh, whatever it be, you know I rep Yahweh. On my wrist, what does it say? It say praise Yahweh. Y'all can walk another way if you want to, but I'm walking this way. I'm an Israel crew. Be with Yahweh, only companions be praising Yahweh. Come on, yeah, what's good, Yahweh? What's poppin', Yahweh? What's up, Yahweh? What's crackin', Yahweh? On my mind all day, all night, all my life, we praising Yahweh. Come on, yeah, what's good, Yahweh? What's poppin', Yahweh? What's up, Yahweh? What's crackin', Yahweh? On my mind all day, all night, all my life, we praising Yahweh. Come on, JC, never mentioned by Yahweh. Nowhere in the Holy Scriptures do you see Yahweh. Mentioning this that you call Yahushua, Yahweh, Shah, Yahweh, whatever y'all calling him, it ain't Yahweh. Quran never spoke about the man Yahweh. I mean the name Yahweh, the Holy One, Yahweh. Not a man that he shall lie, or the son of man that he shall repent. And y'all think he said somebody that could get killed? What you talking, Yahweh died, man? Come on, man. You thinking that Yahweh lied, man? You frontin' now. If you just open the scriptures, you'll see it right there in Isaiah 34 and 16. Yahweh only got one book, so let's look in it. Don't get too shook, minister, reverend, pastor, whoever you are, you spittin' disaster. If you ain't praising the Most High, who is Yahweh? What's good, Yahweh? What's poppin', Yahweh? What's up, Yahweh? What's crackin', Yahweh? On my mind all day, all night, all my life, we praising Yahweh. Come on, yeah. What's good, Yahweh? What's poppin', Yahweh? What's up, Yahweh? What's crackin', Yahweh? On my mind all day, all night, all my life, we praising Yahweh. Come on.
Man, who was the trust of Yahweh Elohim? When he says the remnant to be like they dream, my friends just remind me to never go a horn. Yahweh's laws are my love, I'll ever adore them. I write them down on paper to get them in my heart. I meditate and recite the laws as I walk. The fear of Yahweh is the hate, evil, lies, and pride. The great one is the least law, so send that to the spy.
Yeah, what's good, Yahweh? What's poppin', Yahweh? What's up, Yahweh? What's crackin', Yahweh? On my mind all day, all night, all my life, we praising Yahweh. Come on, yeah, what's good, Yahweh? What's poppin', Yahweh? What's up, Yahweh? What's crackin', Yahweh? On my mind all day, all night, all my life, we praising Yahweh. Come on.
Shalom, shalom, family. We had technical difficulties. We will start as soon as possible. Shalom, praise Yah.
God's word. Two or three witnesses so it can be confirmed. To you, my Yadu, I lift up my soul. And trusting you, he always kept me whole. And left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. But shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. Elohim of my salvation, I'm staying down impatient as a child all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth, lead me in your truth and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by a seed, the secret of Yahweh who fears Elohim or who believes everything. And to every word spoken, you can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse. You know you did the same thing, that's why I'm begging Yah for mercy. And it's love and kindness cause I know that I ain't worthy, worthy.
Oh, yeah, I give you. Oh, yeah, I give you. Oh, yeah, I give you.
Elohim, his Elohim gathered cross, this set the seed, captivity is taking hold upon me, to frighten me and now we flee, for fallen leaves, the blood and grief from all the blood, how people sing, and now we cry, where is the word from Elohim, and so we said that we are as wise, to be submissive, but we dismiss it, it is of this reason we have fallen victim to the lies that your root will pray and pursue, rebellious of his son, forgotten that he is one, broken the holy order. In this rejection of a proof, then the knowledge what we do. Now when we turn back to the truth, God's word is the truth. God's decrees is the proof. Local 12 just released the scoop. It's the summer of Sam. They calling it Sam. Made us worship Sam. And somehow that the moon is so astounding and gave us the Rothschild. Now we exalt the vow, but it's a turnstile. God's now be set the crooked things straight. Praise God from the rising to the evening to the closing the gate. Exposing the fate. God give the truth a day break. Now the liars can't escape and the haters can't relate to the light the truth makes. See the wicked's pride deflate. He adore Yah, magnify Yah, cup is great.
Shalom, shalom. Giving all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel. It is a great blessing to be able to give praises to the true and living Elohim, whose name alone is Yahweh. And my name is Moray Obadiah Yisrael, at the House of Israel, located in 1907 Vine Street. And I'm standing in for the Elder Moray here at the House of Israel, Moray Ishaya Yisrael. And this is nothing but the truth. And we're giving all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel, whose name alone is Yahweh. And who is Yah? Well, Yahweh is the creator of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is. Yahweh is the savior and the redeemer of not only Israel, but of the entire world today. So we give all honor and glory and praises unto the Holy One of Israel. And we want to say shalom to all of our family that are listening via social media, whether it be YouTube, Facebook, or Blog Talk. We know that the only reason why you're tuning in is because of your fear and your love towards the Creator. And we apologize, we have some technical issues. So we're going to get right into another presentation in the glorification and praises of Yah. Because Yahweh has set forth his instructions. Yahweh has set forth his ordinances. Yahweh has set forth his commandments. Yahweh has set forth his testimonies. And Yahweh has sent forth his messengers to deliver a message. And it's a poignant message and a clear-cut message to the world. And this is something that the Most High is instructing the world. If you want to know the ways and the keys of life, if you want to know the ways of righteous instructions, if you want to know the ways of how to be a blessing and bless, you have to seek out the book of Yahweh. We have to. It is imperative, it is necessary, and it is to our own salvation that we seek out the book of Yahweh. And why is it important? because Yah said that he was going to do something very specific in the book of Isaiah, the 42nd chapter. And in the book of Isaiah, the 42nd chapter, I'm going to read the 16th verse. And Isaiah 42 and 16 reads, "And I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not, and I will lead them in paths that they have not known, and I will make darkness light before them, and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them, and not forsake them." This is what the true and living Elohim said that he would do for his people. He said that he will make darkness light, and he will make the crooked things straight, and he will bring us into a path that we have not known, and he will bring the blind. He will bring the blind by a way that they have not known. And Yahweh has already stated, "Who is blind but my messenger? Who is blind but my servant?" So the blind that he's speaking of is no other than the nation of Israel. And we have to walk in the ways of Yahweh, because Yahweh said that he created light, and the light was good. And his word is light. So that means Yahweh's word is good. And his word is so good. His word is so pure. His word brings so much salvation that the Most High said, "Look, if you want to obtain salvation, if you want to obtain mercy, if you want to obtain loving kindness, if you want to obtain the ways of righteousness, then all you have to do is listen to my instructions. And I'm instructing and commanding you to do this," in the book of Isaiah, the 34th chapter. And in the book of Isaiah, the 34th chapter and the 16th verse, it reads, "Seek ye out of the book of Yahweh and read, and not no one of these shall fail, and none shall want her mate. For my mouth it hath commanded, and his spirit it has gathered them, and he hath cast a lot for them, and his hand hath divided it unto them by line. They shall possess it forever. From generation to generation shall they dwell therein." So this is the way of salvation. This is the way of righteousness. This is the way of delighting in Yah and Yah delighting in us. We have to seek out of the book of Yahweh and read. And why is we have to seek out of the book of Yahweh and read? Yahweh says, "None of these books shall fail, and none shall want their mate." So why do we delight ourselves in seeking after other books? Why do we delight ourselves in seeking in other doctrine? Why do we delight ourselves in seeking in philosophies and wisdom and understanding of man and not of Yahweh? Surely if Yahweh said his book was incomplete, he would have told us. He would have said, "Look, this book is like a puzzle, and you're going to have to put it together. And I got some of my laws and statutes here, and I got some of my words scattered here." No, the Most High said that his book is lacking nothing. So that means when Yahweh wakes you up, and when Yahweh lets you know who he is, and lets you know who you are, and let you know in the ways that you should walk therein, and how to be a good husband, how to be a good servant, how to be a good son, how to be a good father, how to be a good mother, all of these ways of instructions you're going to get out of this, out of his book. And not one of these shall fail, and none shall want they mate. So that means that the only book that we need to be attending to with our full attention and seeking after is the book of Yahweh. And Yahweh says, "Seek out of the book of Yahweh and read, for not one of these shall fail, and none shall want they mate." But our people have sought out, we seek out many books today. We saying, Yahweh, we understand about your book, but they got the Apocrypha. Yahweh, we understand about your book, but they got the Sefer. Yahweh, we understand about your book, but they got this book called the Lost Book of Moses. They got the Talmud. They got the Quran. They got the New Testament. They got the book of Yasher. They got all these books. And all we trying to do is seek it out. And we trying to see if Yahweh done gave further instructions. When most of our people, we not even keeping these instructions. And all of these books are incomplete. All of these books are flawed. I don't care how many of these scholars go by them. I don't care how much they read out of them. Every last one of them are flawed. Every last one of these books will not bring you into complete salvation with the Almighty, because you have some words and testimonies of the Most High, and then you got some testimonies of man. You got words of man, and they spew all throughout the book. And our people don't have a problem discerning, reading Yahweh's book to discern. But you think you could pick up another book, a strange book, and start reading it, and all of a sudden start serving Yahweh better? If it was a book that was more superior, if it was a book that brought more righteousness, then surely Yahweh would have spoke of it. But as the scriptures say, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. But with all of our getting, get an understanding. All we have to do is get an understanding of what Yahweh is saying and commanding us to do today. Why is it imperative to seek out the book of Yahweh? Because Yahweh will make the crooked thing straight. And you're not going to have a crooked thing made more straighter than reading out the book of Yah and following in the instructions of Yahweh. Why is it that I can stand here so boldly and proclaim that Yahweh has the only true book that's on the face of this earth? Why can I stand here and say that Yahweh only spoke in one book out of all these books? Why can I say that Yahweh's word is the truth and only the truth? Because in the book of Psalms 40, turn with me there. And in the book of Psalms, the 40th chapter, I'm going to read the 7th verse. Psalms 40 and 7 reads, "Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me." Yahweh is saying that it's written of me. Yahweh said that he would show his servants his covenants. Where is Yahweh's covenants in his book? Where is Yahweh's testimonies in his book? As Moray and Shia Dick taught on, even break it down the difference between day and night. Where all did you have to go? Yahweh's book. Yahweh breaks down what a day is. Yahweh breaks down what a night is. Yahweh breaks down what a Sabbath is. And Yahweh breaks down what ways that we should go. Because this book is written of Yah. No wonder he says seek out the book of Yahweh. He didn't say seek out the book of Yasher. He didn't say seek out the book of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. He didn't say seek out the book of the Sefer. He didn't say seek out the book of the Apocrypha. He didn't say seek out the book of the Quran. He didn't say seek out the book of the Concordance. He said seek out of the book of Yahweh and read. For not one of these shall fail, and none shall want their mate. So why are people walking in ways and trying to read after a book, read books that they think they're going to get a further wisdom, a further understanding is because truly our people don't believe the Most High. And they don't know the Most High. It says this in the book of Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter. In the book of Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 12th verse. Ecclesiastes 12 and 12, it reads, "And further by these, my son, be admonished of making many books, there is no end. And much study is a weariness of the flesh." That's right. Reading many books, there is no end. 1 minute you say, well, I'm going to read the Apocrypha because it's a continuation of Yahweh's book. And now they got a renovated version of the Apocrypha that's got the updated Hebrew. So now you're reading that. Then you're reading another book. And now they got a book called the Book of Angels. And now you're reading that. Then they got a book of Enoch. You're reading that. They got a book of Adam. You're reading that. They got a book of Eve. And you're reading that. Further, but there's many books. And there is no end. You're just reading and reading and reading and studying and studying and studying. And all you're doing is learning doctrine that takes you away from the Most High. Because it's going to say something different. And now you're questioning Yah's words. It said, well, Yah said he created man and on the sixth day. But I read this book and it said that it was two creations. Well, where did Yahweh say that it was two creations? Where did Yahweh say that there was a nation of Adams? Where did Yahweh say that it was the people on this earth before Adam and Eve? You get into these books and all you do is just read and read and read. And there is no ending to it. There is no end. And this is how we know we serve the true and living Elohim. It said everything that Yahweh created, he did in judgment. So Yahweh said, look, all you got to do is seek after my book. And if you want to know the end of the matter, I'm going to let you know. And he lets us know the whole end of the matter right here in this same chapter. In the 13th verse, it reads, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Like, let it all come to an end. You've been reading all these books, and you've been getting all this doctrine. Now, let's see what you done came out. How are you coming out with the whole purpose of your existence? Or are you just going every which way that your eyes turn? It said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Elohim and keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man, or this is the whole man. So if you want to be complete, if you want to be whole, if you want to be perfect, then keep Yah's commandments. And this only is brought out by Yahweh's book. Now you read all type of books and all type of doctrines, and then ask, what's the conclusion of the whole matter? And you're going to get several different answers. One answer you may get, man, we got to serve Yahweh and his son. Then you'll get, nah, you just got to serve his son. Then you'll get, nah, man, we Elohim. The nations got to serve us. Then you'll get, nah, man, we got to serve Esau. Then you'll get, nah, man, we just got to walk in our own ways. Yah doesn't forsook us. You, because you're reading all this book and you never get to the conclusion of the whole matter. And Yahweh said, fear me and keep my commandments. Yahweh said that, lo, this I come in the volume of the book because this book is written of me. Now, how can you prove that this book is written of Yah? How can we prove that this book is written of the true and living Elohim? Why? Because Yahweh has left his fingerprint in this book, and his fingerprints are his works. And Yahweh has the only book that breaks down his work, and it doesn't deviate or change from it. Turn with me to the book of Genesis, the first chapter. In the book of Genesis, the first chapter, Yahweh gonna let you know what's going on from the beginning. He didn't take us to the middle of the testimony. He didn't take us to the end of the testimony. He didn't take us to the tail end of the beginning. It says right here in the first verse, in the beginning, Elohim created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. Now, did it say, and nighttime was on the face of the deep? No, because this darkness didn't even have a definition. So how could our people say that the day begins when it gets dark? When darkness wasn't even defined. It was just defined as darkness. But then look at what Yahweh said he did. It says, and the spirit of Elohim moved upon the face of the waters. And Elohim said, let there be light. And there was light. And Elohim saw the light, that it was good. And Elohim divided the light from the darkness. And Elohim called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. So Yahweh took us through the whole first day ever and let us see his works. It said, he said, let there be light. He made light. And he saw this light. And he said, this light is good. So I'm going to divide it. I'm going to divide it from the darkness. And now this light, it has a definition. This light called day. And this darkness is called night. This was the first day of creation. No other book will break down the days of creation. You can go through them and see for yourself. I've read the Quran where they got that the earth was created in 7 days. That's not according to the words of Yahweh. Yahweh said that he made everything in 6 days and he rested on the seventh. But these books are saying he created everything in 7 days. And then in another section, it had the audacity to say it was 8 days. Then in another section, it is say we created. Well, when did another person show up? These things are just utter confusion. But Yahweh breaks down and documents day by day what he created. And when it was finished, the Most High said it was good. But if it wasn't finished, Yahweh just let you know what he created, like what he did on the second day when he created the heavens. But the heavens weren't finished on the second day. The heavens weren't finished till the fourth day of the week. Now, why was it finished on the fourth day of the week? Because the fourth represent the praises of Yahweh. Now you know how we can praise Yahweh. And I can assure you, no matter what book you pick up, it's not going to break down the ordinances of what the order of Yah's creation means. Ask any Israelite that's reading these books and asking them what the order of one means. I guarantee you that they can't tell you unless they don't be listening to Yah's servants. Ask them what the ordinance of four is. And I guarantee you they can't tell you unless they've been listening to other Yah's servants. Ask them what is the significance of the seventh day and what order that is, and they can't tell you unless they done heard it from Yah's servant. And you know where Yah's servant got this from? His book, his word. Because none shall fail and none shall want they made. Why? Because Yahweh makes the crooked thing straight. And because our people refuse to hearken to the words of the Most High, this is why we're out of course today. The world says today, man, you can't be perfect. You just can't be perfect. Matter of fact, no man is perfect. Well, if that's the case, what did Yahweh mean when he commanded this in the book of Genesis, the 17th chapter? In the book of Genesis, the 17th chapter, and the very first verse, it reads, and when Abram was 90 years old and nigh, Yahweh appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am El Shaddai, before me, and be thou perfect. And I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abram fell on his face. And Elohim talked with him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abram, but the name shall be Abraham. For a father of many nations have I made thee, and I will make thee exceeding fruitful, and I will multiply nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee, and I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee, in their generations, for an everlasting covenant, to be a Elohim unto thee, and to thy seed after thee. So not only do you got Yahweh commanding our father Abraham to walk before him and be thou perfect, but Yahweh also said that you're going to be a father of many nations, and I'm going to establish my covenant with you and your seed after you. Now you pick up some of these other books, they'll have Abraham worshiping the moon. They'll have Abraham establishing his covenant with Ishmael. Well, where is the testimony at? All you got to do is read this chapter in totality, and Yahweh reveals exactly who he established his covenant with. And it wasn't Ishmael. And it wasn't the Most High saying, go worship the moon. But that's what happened. We start reading these books, and it takes you further away from perfection. It don't bring you to it. It don't bring you closer to it. It doesn't make you righteous. See, Yahweh said, I know Abraham. And Abraham knew his Elohim. And he knew Yahweh was righteous. So that means whatever Yahweh commanded him to do, he did. And he didn't have to go into other nations and try to find out the knowledge of their deities and their idols, because he knew that all the idols were false. And this is what you will find when you read the book of Yahweh. You'll find out that there is no truth besides Yahweh. There is no Elohim besides Yahweh. There is no other power besides Yahweh. There is no other creator besides Yahweh. You'll find out all these things according to the words of Yahweh. This is what you'll find out. But you read these other books, and they'll have you serving every god under the sun, moon, and stars, including the sun, moon, and stars. That's why people are so bonkers today. You telling them about the goodness of Yahweh, and they say, well, hold on, man. What about Yahshua? Well, what about Yahshua? The Most High wrapped up in flesh. What did the Most High say that he would come down to earth wrapped up in flesh and die for the sin? Where is this a testimony at? Where can I go in the book of Yahweh and read this? Nowhere. But you can go into these other books of confusion and listen to these ambassadors of hell, and they will take us further away from the Most High, not bring you closer. And because we won't hearken to the words of Yah, and because we didn't listen to the words of Yah, Yahweh said, look, because you won't listen to me, I'm going to put you in a peculiar position. And this is a position that Yahweh got us in today. And where are we going? Right in the book of Yahweh. Because Yahweh will make the crooked thing straight. Turn with me to the book of Ezekiel, the 20th chapter. In the book of Ezekiel, the 20th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 20th verse. Ezekiel 20 and 20 reads. No, I'm going to start reading at the 19th verse. And it says, I am Yahweh, your Elohim. Walk in my statutes and keep my judgments and do them and hallow my Shabbats. And they shall be a sign between me and you, that ye may know that I am Yahweh, your Elohim. Now it say, hallow my Shabbats. That means keep them, guard them, protect them, not cast them away, not doing your own pleasures, speaking your own words, delighting in your own ways, and that's going to show the world that Yahweh, your Elohim. No, this only comes by hallowing Yah's Sabbaths. And it reads, notwithstanding, the children rebelled against me, and they walked not in my statutes, neither kept my judgments to do them, which if a man do, he shall even live in them. They polluted my Shabbats. Then I said, I will pour out my fury upon them to accomplish my anger against them in the wilderness. Nevertheless, I withdrew my hand and wrought for my name's sake that it should not be polluted in the sight of the heathens, in whose sight I brought them forth. I lifted up my hands unto them in the wilderness, that I will scatter them amongst the heathens and disperse them throughout the countries. And because they had not executed my judgments, but had despised my statutes and had polluted my Sabbaths, and their eyes went after their father's idols. Wherefore I gave them also statutes that were not good, and judgment whereby they should not live. My people, this is where we get in these statutes from. This is where we get in that false sense of security and ideology from. Well, where do you think we get these other books from? Then Yahweh say in the book of Amos, has any evil happened in the city, and I, Yahweh, have not done it? Where do you think you got these books from? That's taking you away from the Creator. Yahweh allowed these books to be written. And these books are just merely a test to see if we're going to follow Yah or no. And our people as a whole are not following Yah because they caught up with this false doctrine. And this is why they caught up in this false doctrine. Turn with me to the book of Isaiah, the 29th chapter. In the book of Isaiah, the 29th chapter, and the 13th verse, I'm going to start reading at the 12th verse. And it reads, and the book is delivered to him that is not learned, saying, read this, I pray thee. And he saith, I'm not learned. And that's what happened. You start reading these other books, and you start getting confused. Because you see Yahweh saying one thing, but this book is saying something completely different. And now you say, well, these words too holy for me. So I'm going to just take them to my teacher. He'll be able to break them down. No, he won't. Because he just is confused even more than you. But let's keep reading. It says, wherefore, Yahweh said, for as much as this people draw near me with their mouth and with their lips, do honor me, but have removed their hearts far from me, and their fear towards me is taught by the precepts of men. This is what it's taught by, the precepts of man. So in reading these other books, all you're doing is learning another man's precepts. Reading these other books, all you're doing is learning another man's judgments. Reading these books, all you're getting is another man's testimony. Man, I read in the Apocrypha that King Solomon had a ring where you was able to control souls, and that's what he ended up doing. What does that have to do with our salvation? What does that have to do with your salvation? Man, I read in the New Testament, it says, you know, don't think for conscience sake. When some is offered before you, don't ask for conscience sake. What does that have to do with your salvation? What did Yahweh give us a dietary law for? What did Yahweh give us testimonies for? So that he will make the crooked things straight. And by reading these books, all we're doing is making the crooked path even crookeder. But it shall not make anything straight. You can line up 20 Israelites and ask them who's the Savior. And you may get 20 different answers. And out of that 20, you may get one that say Yahweh. But everybody else will have a different name for the Most High. They'll have a different attribute for the Most High, and they'll have a different person. And they'll be claiming that either they are the Most High or they were sent by the Most High. And where are they getting this? All these this doctrine that they're reading, all these precepts that they're reading, and these precepts don't have nothing to do with the Most High, none whatsoever. And people will jump around and say, well, man, it's the Hebrew that you got to learn. We got to learn the Hebrew. Well, don't you know at one point the earth was speaking one language? And yet everybody was kicked out of the land and dispersed. Because the language don't bring you salvation. It's the words of Yahweh. And Yahweh has his words, his laws, and his testimonies recorded in a book so that man can walk upright. It says in the book of Isaiah, the 28th chapter. In the book of Isaiah, the 28th chapter, and the 11th verse, no, at the 9th verse, Isaiah 28 and 9, it says, "Whom shall he teach knowledge? And to whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little." Even in a sentence, Yahweh is establishing his law. Yahweh is establishing his word. That's why you see precept upon precept twice, line upon line twice. The matter is established. And then our people will say, well, yeah, you see, you can read the book, but you really got to know the Hebrew. That's really where it's at. You got to know the language. Don't come to me talking about you know Yahweh and you don't know Hebrew. But you know what? Many of our people know Hebrew, and they still don't know the words of Yah. Ask them when the day begins, and they're going to give you the ways of the heathens. Ask them who the anointed is, and they're going to give you the answer of the heathens. Ask them what's the ways of righteousness, and they're going to give you a bunch of statues of the heathens. Because we won't follow Yah. He said that he gave us statues that are not good. And when we seek out of any other book, why would you want to seek after any other book? And you first thing you should be looking for in any book is Yahweh speaking in this book. And if you don't see Yahweh speaking in the book, then you know whatever you're reading is just a vain thing. Now, you could pick up the knowledge on it to try to go out and teach to your people and try to get them out of these books and lead them in the book of Yah. But you don't read these books and start saying, yeah, that's deep. There's more than one Yahweh. There's a nation of Yahwehs. What did Yahweh say that there's a nation of him? Yahweh book says that he's one. Yahweh said that he created all by himself. And our people won't believe that because they've taken hold of these other books and these other doctrines and these other precepts and these other lines. So it's hard for them to take a hold and grasp the pureness of Yah's words. And our people will say, well, that's confusing because you don't know the language. Well, I can tell you, you don't know Yahweh. Because what did Yahweh say in the very next verse of this Isaiah 28? In 28, verse 11, it says, "For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people." So you want to know how you learn about Yahweh? 9 times out of 10, you learned it in the language that we got today, which is what they refer to as English. You know how you read it? It's in English. You know how you was awakened in Yah's book? People be trying to wake up people and going through the New Testament, and they don't know what they are. But they know they're Israel by reading Yah's word. They know the name of the Most High is Yahweh by reading Yah's word. But they read these other books and they, man, I'm a spiritual Jew. What did the Most High say anything about salvation being brought to a spiritual Jew? And what is a spiritual Jew? What is this? What is the Greeks? What is the Romans? Well, who is Corinthians? Who are these people? But our people will say, man, you got to go by both books if you're going to believe in the Most High. When did Yahweh say anything about both books? Or did he say, seek ye out of the book of Yahweh and read? And I hate to be a newsbreaker to my people, but the New Testament, oh, I don't hate it, because this is my commission. This is what Yahweh promoted me to do, to tell my people the truth, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear. And the truth about it is, the New Testament is not the word of Yah. The Quran is not the word of Yah. The Talmud is not the word of Yah. The book of coming forth for day and night is not the word of Yah. And the Apocrypha is not the word of Yah. These are not the words of Yah. And you don't see Yahweh speaking to any in any of these books. And don't bring me no scriptures talking about a voice. Don't bring me a book talking about an angel. Don't bring me a book talking about something came out of heaven. When Yahweh spake, the servant knew that was Yahweh. And if they didn't know in the beginning, they knew when he was speaking, oh, this is Yahweh. Because Yahweh say, go to the world and let them know what thus saith Yah. Because Yahweh going to make the crooked thing straight. Something that Moray Elisha used to always say. You could take the book of Yah and you could have somebody trapped on a desert island for 40 years with just the book of Yah. And they'll come out and they'll know they Israel. And they'll know that Yahweh is the only and true living Elohim. But read these other books. You're not going to read the book of Yah and come to find out you a Christian. That you a Baptist. You a Unitarian. You Episcopalian. You a Muslim. You a Seventh-day Adventist. You an Egyptologist. No, the only reason why you taking on these titles is because you done took on these books. And they're not leading you to the Most High. They're leading you out the way. But Yahweh says, seek out of the book of Yah and read. For not one of these shall fail, and not none shall want their mate. And why is it so hard for our people to grasp a hold of that Yahweh only got one book? Look, we all know that Yahweh is one. We know that his laws, statutes, judgments, and commandments, they one. We know that his people are to be one. So why would his book be two? Or three? Or several? No, he said to the law and to the testimonies. Because every matter has to be established by two or more witnesses. But our people have a problem of hearkening to this is because of this in the book of Ecclesiastes, the 7th chapter. Turn with me there. And what are we discussing? Well, we're discussing Yahweh is making the crooked thing straight. And how is he doing that? Well, he's doing that with his book. Because the book contains his word. And what is Yahweh's word? Yahweh's word is the light. And if we want to come out of darkness, then we have to come into the light. And if we're coming into the light, then we're coming in the word of Yah. And we're coming into the book of Yah, which is what he commands his servants to seek him out of. So you can say you're seeking the Most High. You can seek in a lot of things. But if you're reading other books and trying to incorporate it in with Yah's book, then you're not seeking Yah. Because it says, seek ye Yahweh out of the book of Yah and read. That's how you seek the Most High. In the book of Ecclesiastes, the 7th chapter, and the 29th verse, it reads, lo, this only have I found, that Elohim have made man upright. But they have sought out many inventions. Yeah, Yahweh made us upright. He gave us a book. When Yahweh gave Moses 10 commandments, he knew that this came from the word of Yah, written by the finger of Yah. He didn't go up in the mouth to see what B-A-A-L was trying to come up with or what these false idols were trying to come up with. He knew that Yahweh was a true and living Elohim. So he didn't have to seek after another book. He didn't have to seek after another law. He didn't have to seek after any other statues. When there was confusion, he went to inquire of Yah. And Yahweh answered him. And whatever Yahweh gave answer he gave him, that's the instruction that he followed. And that's the same way that we are to walk today. Not seeking after these false idols. And surely not reading after these idols' books. Trying to find out new inventions. And that's all we're looking for is new inventions. But Yahweh made man upright. And he gave us a book of the upright. Now people will jump up all day and say, well, what about in the scriptures? It speaks about the book of Yasher. What you got to say about that? There's only two places in the book of Yah where it speaks about the book of Yasher. And it say wisdom is the principal thing, but with all thy getting, get understanding. And we're going to get some understanding. Let's go to the first place where this book of Yasher is mentioned. Go with me to the book of Yahshua, the 10th chapter. In the book of Yahshua, the 10th chapter and the 13th verse. Yahshua 10 verse 13 reads, "And the sun stood still, and the moon stayed until the people had avenged themselves upon their enemies. Is not this written in the book of Yasher? So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven and hastened not to go down about a whole day." Now, wisdom is the principal thing, but with all we're getting, we're to get an understanding. What is this book of Yasher supposed to be telling you about? The testimony of when the sun and the moon stood in a place. And where can you read this at? In the book of Yahweh. This is the book of Yasher. Because the word Yasher just means the book of the upright. You read in the book of the upright. You can read this very testimony right here. Yahweh not saying go into another book. This is the book of the upright. Now, if you don't grab the hold of another book, and it got a separate type of doctrine, it's got a separate set of testimonies and separate ways where Yahweh didn't command us to go, then you need to throw that book away. Put that book away, because that's not the book of the upright right there, where we out there worshiping the moon or we following the moon, because Yahweh didn't command his people to do that. Yahweh didn't command his people to be sun watchers. We already know what the sun is for. What are we watching it for? We know the sun is the light by day. The moon and stars are the light by night. So what's to watch it for? But you know what the heathens do? They watch it, and they're looking at all the phases of it, and they being fascinated, and they making books about it, and they making religions around it. And guess who getting caught up in that? Our people. And we got a nerd to put that on top of Yahweh's book and say, well, this is the book of Yasher. This is the book of the upright. When did the Most High ever say we was worshiping the sun and the moon righteously? When the Most High done told us in his testimonies that to the righteous, the sun will no longer be their light by day, or the moon, the stars by their light by night, but Yahweh's glory will be their light. This is not what Yahweh commands his people. The second place where this book of Yasher is mentioned is in the book of 2 Samuel, the first chapter. In 2 Samuel, the first chapter. 2 Samuel, first chapter, and the 18th verse. It reads, I'm going to start at the 17th verse. And David lamented with this lamentation over Saul and over Jonathan, his son. Also, he bade them teach the children of Yehuda the use of the bow. Behold, it is written in the book of Yasher. Well, this is the book of the upright. And you can read the testimony about our people being taught on how to use the bow in this book. You can read how our people was, how King David lamented over Saul and his Jonathan, his sons, in the book of Yah. Because why? None shall fail, and none shall want they mate, because Yahweh is setting the crooked things straight. We don't need to seek after no other book. Yahweh didn't say, seek ye out of the book of Yahweh and the Quran and read. Seek ye out of the book of Egyptology and read. When most of these books speak great words against the Most High. And this is why people are confused today. This is why we can't catch blessings to save our life today. Because we don't know how to be upright, because we refuse to go by the book of the upright. And we refuse to seek out of it. Yahweh said this in the book of Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter. In Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter, and the first verse, it reads, "And it shall come to pass, when all these things that come upon thee, the blessings and the curses, which I have set before thee, and thou shalt call them to mind amongst all the nations, where the Yahweh thy Elohim hath driven thee, and shall return unto Yah thy Elohim, and shall obey his voice, according to all that I command thee this day, thou and thy children, with all thy heart and with all thy soul, that then Yah thy Elohim will turn thy captivity and have compassion upon thee, and will return and gather thee from all the nations where the Yah thy Elohim have scattered thee." Now the Most High is letting us know, all we have to do is think about all this, these blessings and these curses that Yah has set before us. And how do we bethink these things? We have to seek it from the word of Yah. And where is the word of Yah? It's contained in his book. So when we read these things, we can call it to mind and say, man, I know why we're in captivity today. Because we turned from the Most High. And now we want our captivity turned. So we got to return to the Most High. And it says in the same chapter, and the 15th verse, it says, "See, I have set before thee this day life and good, and death and evil, and that I command thee this day to love Yahweh thy Elohim, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgment, that thou mayest live and multiply, and Yah thy Elohim shall bless thee in the land where thou goest to possess it." Yahweh is saying, look, all you got to do is return unto me. Hearken after me. Seek my words. Do the law. Confirm the testimonies. Set before you life and good. Now, how can our people know what life and good is if they seek it after every other book? And you know they don't know, because they're doing exactly what these books saying. And it's failing them every day. They say, man, I read this one book about Black Wall Street. Yes, there was a city in Oklahoma, very successful, thriving city. They had their own banks. They had their own hotels. They had a thriving community. And what happened? The heathens blew it up. And now Black Wall Street is a story. Man, I read this book about black empowerment and how we got to take all our money and transfer it in the banks. Okay, and then what? What are you going to do when Yahweh casts the money value down and the money don't mean nothing? Yahweh said, look, I took away from you bread so that man can see that man don't live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out the mouth of Elohim does man live. This is the whole point. This is the whole commission. This is the whole duty of man. To seek Yahweh and to seek his word. Because Yahweh will make the crooked thing straight. If you're confused, if I'm confused, if you're confused about anything about Yahweh that pertains to salvation, all we got to do is seek out of his book. Look at all the controversy that's going on in the nation of Israel today. Well, when does the day start? And when does the night start? Well, all you got to do is go to Yah's book. And Yahweh had defined what a day is. And he said it's light. And darkness is night. The confusion is not, it's confusion is over. The only reason why you're confused is because our people refuse to see it, because they're going by this doctrine that they done picked up from other books. Our people are undoubtedly doing the same thing that Yahweh commanded us not to do, and that's learn the ways of the heathens. But if we seek it out the book of Yahweh and read, then what's the confusion? There's controversy today on how many months in a year. Well, that's not confusing. All we got to do is seek out of the book of Yahweh and read, and Yahweh makes the crooked thing straight. Turn with me to the book of 1 Chronicles, the 27th chapter. Remember, precept must be upon precept, line must be upon line, here a little and there a little. This is how Yahweh commanded servants to study. And in the book of 1 Chronicles, the 27th chapter, and the first verse, it says, now the children of Israel, after their number, to wit, the chief fathers and captains of thousands and hundreds and their officers that served the king in any manner of the courses, which came in and went out month by month throughout all the months of the year of every course, were 24,000. So these were all the men that went out of their course, from their course, out of all the months of the year. Now, this is what should make your ears stand up. This one should make your eyes big, like, oh, I want to see this. Now, look at the first verse. You see the first month. Now, all you got to do is go right down. No. All you have to do is go right down to verse 15. And then you see the 12th captain for the 12th month. Now, go to verse 16. See a 13th captain? No, because these were the soldiers that were set up for courses throughout all the months of the year. And you only read 12 captains. But you say, well, Obadiah, that's one place. I thought you said let everybody be established by two or more witnesses. You were exactly right. You got Obadiah here. Well, do you have Obadiah here? Turn with me to 1 Kings, the 4th chapter. Now, this was King David. The Most High said that this man had a heart like unto him. And this is what King David taught his son. In the book of 1 Kings, the 4th chapter. And let's read the 7th verse. And it reads, and Solomon had 12 officers over all Israel, which provided victuals for the king and his household, each man his month in a year made provision. And how many officers did he have? 12. How many did his father, King David, have? 12. How many months in a year? 12. How many months are our people saying there is? 12. Maybe 13. Well, where is that at? Can you find that in the book of Yah? And the sad part about it is most people will profess, no, it's not in the book of Yah. You won't see 13 months in the book of Yah, but you will see it in the book of Yasher. Well, I don't want to do nothing with that book if it's speaking against the words of the Most High. I don't want nothing to deal with that book if it's dealing with something outside of the word of the Most High. Because the Most High say his book, none shall fail, and none shall want her mate. So what you trying to seek out of another book to establish your own point and purpose for? It's because truly our people don't believe in the Most High, and they're not seeking the Most High. They just seeking the imaginations of their own heart. They just seeking out many inventions. But there is no controversy when we go to the words of Yah, because Yahweh makes the crooked things straight. Now, you may say, well, Obadiah, you got that. There's 12 months in the year. Now, I want you to prove to me who's the Messiah. Who's the Messiah? Oh, my goodness. This is cake. This is cake and ice cream. Because all we got to do is go to the words of Yahweh. Yahweh done removed all confusion. Because it says, surely Yahweh will do nothing but what he revealed unto his servants, the prophets. Now, how do we know that we got prophets and have prophets in our midst today and of yesterday? It's because we know these things today. So we don't have to worry about being confused, because Yahweh will make the crooked things straight. You want to know who the Messiah is? The anointed is? Well, turn with me to the book of Jeremiah, the 30th chapter. Now, I know most of our people are conditioned to believe that it's somebody else. I know they've been conditioned to believe that it's this man with these nails in his hand. But let's see who Yahweh said this man is, who his anointed is, who the Mashiach is. In the book of Jeremiah, the 30th chapter. I'm going to start reading at the 7th verse. Because we're going to go line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little, because Yahweh going to make the crooked things straight. In the book of Jeremiah, the 30th chapter, and the 7th verse, it reads, "Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Yaakov's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. For it shall come to pass in that day, saith Yah of hosts, that I will break his yoke from off thy neck and will burst thy bonds. And strangers shall no more serve themselves of him, but they shall serve Yahweh their Elohim and Yehoshua HaMashiach, whom I will raise up." Is that what it say? No. "I will raise up Haile Selassie." Is that what it say? No. "I will raise up Jesus." No, it doesn't say that. It says David, their king, whom I will raise up unto them. So no matter where you try to squeeze these strange fellas in, Yahweh said, this is who I'm going to raise up to be your king. And this is who you better seek in the time of trouble. And establish this. Well, you may say, well, yeah, I agree with you, Brother Obadiah. It does say David. We're going to be serving Christ in the latter day. Well, let's see if we're going to be serving Christ in the latter day. Turn with me to the book of Hosea, the 3rd chapter. In the book of Hosea, the 3rd chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 4th verse. It says, "For the children of Israel shall abide many days without a king, so that knocks Christ out, and without a prince, which knocks Christ out, and without a sacrifice, which knocks Christ out, and without an image, which really knocks Christ out, and without an ephod, and without a teraphim. And afterwards shall the children of Israel return and seek Yahweh their Elohim and David their king, and shall fear Yah and his goodness in the what? In the latter days." So you got Yahweh raised up King David in the time of Yaakov's trouble, and you got us serving Yahweh our Elohim and King David in the latter days. So where can you fit any other entity? I defy any Israelite to show me somewhere where Yahweh appointed someone else. And we defy people to bring in the word of Yahweh that he done anointed someone else and gave these attributes to someone else. Because Yahweh is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. And whatsoever Elohim does, it shall stand forever. Nothing to be put to it and nothing to be taken from it. So there's no need to have no confusion if you're seeking out the book of Yah, because none of these shall fail and none shall want her mate. And you know all the debates that Israel been having with Israelites and other religious all throughout all this time. You know how many been able to establish someone else in the name of Yah with the word of Yah? Goose eggs. Zero. None. All they do is just run the phantom scriptures that don't got a name and say, that's him right there. That's him. He on a mule. That's him. He's afflicted. That's him. He had nails in his hand. Well, where the name at? I just gave you 2 scriptures that gave a name. If I sent you to the store and I said, look, when you go to the store, get any groceries that you want. And when you go to the line, say, Obadiah, pay for these groceries for me, and they'll let you out the store. Now, what happens if you do that and you walk up to the line and say, him paid for it, he paid for it? They're going to be like, him who? He who? What is this name? Well, I think his name is Jonathan myself. Well, show me where this brother said this. Because we got a person that have paid for somebody groceries, but it's not this name who you talking about. And Yahweh has his anointed, but it's not who most of our people are talking about. It's not all who our people are seeking after and searching after. And you know what's a shame is that most of our people are serving a false idol. Serving something that can't see, can't hear, can't smell, can't eat, can't even think. They serving a false idol. And what's worse is they serving an idol that was set up by man. All they sing songs to the Christ of the New Testament. They worship this man. but whom Yahweh delighted in and who Yah anointed, our people lightly esteem him. And Yahweh said, and our people to say, well, I can't go with David. He was a murderer. I can't go with David, man. He did a lot of things. You know what the Christ of the New Testament did? The Christ of the New Testament did the same thing that Lucifer did. You want to praise a man that reveals himself as Lucifer? Or you say, oh, man, Obadiah, you ridiculous. This man not Lucifer. Well, let's see if he was Lucifer. Turn with me to the book of Philippians. We're going to go to the book of Philippians. And if you don't know where the book of Philippians is, it's right after Ephesians. He said, Obadiah, you're taking it too far, man. I know you said seek out the book of Yah and read, but now you're trying to say that this man had the same mind as Lucifer? Yes, that's what I'm saying. And this is y'all book. And this is what y'all want to go by? Well, let's read and see. In Philippians, the second chapter. Philippians, the second chapter, and the third verse. It says, no, in the fifth verse, excuse me, Philippians 2 and 5, it says, let this mind be in you, which was also in JC, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery be equal with God. Thought it not equal? Well, who else thought like this? Turn with me to Isaiah, the 14th chapter. Because as we saying, we going line upon line, precept upon precept. You just read this man thought it not robbery to think it was, to even think it was to be equal with Elohim. Well, let's see who else thought like this. Since you think it's hogwash that I'm speaking. In the book of Isaiah, the 14th chapter. And we're going to expedite and get straight to it. We're going to go to the 12th verse. Isaiah 14 and 12. It reads, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven, and I will exalt my throne above the stars of Elohim. And I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. This man didn't think it was robbery to think he was equal to Most High either. Now, was this a coincidence? Is this a slip of the pen? Was something wrong in that Philippians we just read? Well, if you throw that chapter and that verse away, throw the whole book away. Because every word of Elohim is pure. And he is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. So if we don't want to be reproved and found a liar, then let us seek after the words of Elohim. Let us seek after the book of Yahweh and read. None of these books shall fail, and none shall want their mate. But all these books that we have taken, all these books we have been indoctrinated with, all these books that we walk in after the imaginations of, all of these books, they fail us. But Yahweh book is the only book that's reigning supreme yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Because this is Yahweh's righteousness forever. So my people, if we want to return, if we want to gather ourselves, if we want mercy and loving kindness, and if we want to learn the fear of Yahweh, and we want to learn to walk in all of Yahweh's ways, then there's only one way to do it, and that's seek out of the book of Yahweh and read. For not one of these shall fail, and none shall want their mate. I assure you, if we do this, and we apply it, and we walk in the ways, then Yahweh will surely make the crooked thing straight. So until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you, and so do we at the house of Israel. Shalom.
To you, my Yadu, I lift up my soul. And trust in you, he always kept me whole.
Uh-huh.
And left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. But shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. Oh, Elohim of my salvation. I'm staying down impatient. As a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Leave me in your truth and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by your seed. The secret of Yahweh who fears Elohim, a fool believes everything. And to every word spoken, you can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse. You know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging y'all for mercy. And it's love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy. Worthy.
Captivity is taking hold upon me. Put fright in me and now we flee from fallen leaves. The blood and grief from all the blood our people seen. And now we cry, where is the word from Elohim? And so we said that we are his wives. The beast submissive, but we dismiss it. It is of this reason we have fallen victim to the lies that your root will pray and pursue. Rebellious of his son, forgotten that he is one. Broken the holy ordinance, rejection of reproof. Then acknowledge what we do. Now we return.